second parakah, going forth, Mishnah. Ketzer Riyas Negev. Later on the Masechta, we will see that not every part of the person's skin is tamam and negoim, only the exposed parts. So the parts that unfolds of the body, based on storim, are not included. So the question is, how do you decide what is a covered over part of the body? Armpit, for example, he's holding his hand straight up, that is exposed. If he holds it down, it's covered up. So ish, a male, nirka oider, we look at him as the way he holds himself. You know, is this both nageta, how he holds his legs separated to a certain degree when he's digging into the ground? When he's picking olives, he would have his arm in a certain position when he would do that. Isha, a woman, kerechas, when she, the way she holds herself, and there's a discussion, he was talking about her legs or her arms, when she is rolling dough, or how she holds her breast when she is nursing her son, her child. Kerechas, ba'oimdim, la'shechim. And also, where she picks up her arms when she is going to weave something. That's the yad yamanis. That's for the right hand, which she would use in the weaving process. And for the left one, you go by the way she holds her hand when she's twining threads. The same way she holds herself, or he holds himself, to check out the teras, so too, when the hairs are cut off, also it's only from the places that are observable in these positions. The hairs that are generally covered up by the body are not required to be shaven.